On the second floor of the Gateway Recreation Center, women are lined up in front of instructors holding black boxing pads. The woman in front of each line is told to hit the pad as hard as they can in any way, while another woman holds them back. On the word go, things get pretty chaotic.
Go!
That was the most serious headlock ever! 10 hits!
Heidi Bauer, one of close to 50 women here, gets out of the headlock relatively unscathed.
I've never kicked somebody repeatedly. This is new territory. For real. So I'm learning by watching these other women.
Like many other women here, she came to this self-defense and empowerment workshop to find ways to defend herself.
It's about building women up, giving women the confidence to do whatever they need to do, whatever that looks like for them.
And for Clint Schultz, who organized this free annual workshop, that's the goal.
It's just getting people in general, not women, not men, it's just getting people to understand that they all have an inner strength and an inner ability to protect themselves, and that, you know, we just need to be able to tap into it and see what that looks like.
Schultz runs the Elite Defense Institute in Ketchikan, which teaches people self-defense techniques using Krav Maga, a fighting style from Israel. Teenage girls and grandmothers stand side by side, punching and kicking pads because of a glaring issue. Rates of violence against women are high in Ketchikan. Women in Safe Homes Prevention Manager Erica Paquette came to the workshop to speak to the women about the resources available to help victims of attacks. Paquette says having any form of self-defense training is helpful.
Women who are attacked and who do fight back, whether or not they're successful in ending the attack, they actually have better mental outcomes. And then also we want to teach people to like defend themselves.
But she says workshops like this are only part of the solution of reducing violence in Ketchikan. It's a reactionary measure meant to tackle the issue as it is right now. The other tactic is prevention, which can be much more of a long-term effort. It's about changing beliefs.
The main solution is that we need like equity among genders. And so like root causes of violence are, if you live in a really, in a society that really values male domination, that kind of stuff, you're always gonna have power-based violence.
At Ketchikan Indian Community, Haley Beard and Rick Pickrell are trying to change those beliefs. They work with victims of domestic abuse and people with domestic abuse charges to help them understand what domestic abuse truly is and why some of their previously held beliefs about relationship roles might be wrong. Betterer's Intervention Program Specialist Rick Pickrell says many victims don't know the definition of rape or sexual assault.
When women come in for help with protective orders or things like that, they don't realize that, or they don't even consider themselves as being raped per se, or even sexually assault or anything like that, because it's just that stigma of you can't be raped by your spouse or you can't be raped by somebody you're with.
Domestic violence program specialist Haley Beard says some men who are charged with domestic abuse come in with notions that the only way they can have control over a family or relationship is through violence. It often takes generations for different beliefs to take hold.
You know, it does take a long time to see our society do a shift, and it's just little seeds planted in social norms.
Beyond prevention, another issue is the lack of current data on violence in Ketchikan. Erica Paquette says University of Alaska survey results from 2013 are outdated and only included women, even though both women and men experience violence. And more updated stats from the CDC and FBI don't tell the full picture in terms of who is experiencing what. Paquette says WISH is about to conduct an updated survey that would include women and men of all races and ethnicities and seasonal residents. WISH hopes to have the survey completed by December, giving new context to the need for self-defense workshops. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.